if you could start to change your thoughts about how you feel about yourself and how you feel about how you look and the things that naturally come out of you, how your body looks, how your face looks, how your hair looks, then you could start to be proud and embrace and love those parts of yourself. Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every Friday, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. Hi guys, welcome back to the Proud and Curly Podcast. I'm Sierra, your host, and yeah, if you're watching this video, Proud and Curly is now also going to have more video for you guys. I decided to try and add a video component to this podcast as much as possible. Sorry if the sound is a little bit more airy, because I have to film this in a different room than I usually record the podcast, but hey, hopefully it still sounds good. If you're listening on the podcast app or anything like that, you can find the link in the show notes below. I try to tell you guys if there's going to be a video component to the episode in the episode, but if not, you can always find out in the description below. Obviously, if you're watching this, then it doesn't make sense, but I'm saying this for people that are listening right now. If you are interested in seeing the video, definitely follow us on Instagram. And now that there's a new app out from Instagram called IGTV, I wouldn't mind making the podcast episode videos live there either. So if you're following us on Instagram at Proud and Curly, then you will be notified if we have a video that correlates with the podcast. But also all of the solo episodes that I will do, I will go ahead and do a video like this one. So this is a solo episode right here, and it's going to look really nice. When I do have a guest, I'm going to have to use my webcam. Bear with me, the sound and the video will only get better, you know. I'm pretty much a perfectionist, and I just like to learn and try new things. So this is definitely a learning component, because I don't know how I'm going to do with editing the audio and the video, or which one I'm going to do first. So I think I'm going to do the video and then audio, makes sense. Like, just spruce up the audio. So, girl, come on. If you don't already know, my name's Sierra, also known as C. Johnson on Instagram and YouTube. Basically, on YouTube, I have been sharing my natural hair journey for the past 5 years or so. I've been on YouTube for a long time, and just talking about different things I'm trying with my hair and my hair journey. And I went through microlink hair extensions and big chopping and everything on my YouTube channel, and I'm coming back. I'm putting out more content. I am not gonna let it die, because I actually just filmed a video of me trying out this perm rod set. So that's soon to come on my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel and my Instagram is also C. Johnson. If you don't know, or you're new to here or whatever, girl, just throw that in there, you know. Anyways, I'm pretty crazy on video, and on the podcast, I've noticed, like, I'm like, oh, hi guys, like radio announcer, like super, you know, hi, welcome back to the podcast, like, you know. But on video, I don't know, it's probably gonna be like my YouTube channel, where I'm kind of wild. So hopefully that's okay, you know, new sides of me. Hopefully that's fine. Also, update on the podcast. What? Update on the podcast. I've decided to make the podcast a little bit shorter. I've been getting a little bit of advice about making it shorter. Like, just a little bit. I like to just have a natural conversation with people when I have them on the show. But sometimes we don't really be talking about much. So, you know, I could make it shorter. And I want to make the episodes 25 to 45 minutes long, including my long, like, intros and outros, you know. So hopefully no longer than 50 minutes, an hour max. If it's longer than an hour, if it's longer than 60 minutes, be like, girl, yes. So, ding! All episodes will be 25 minutes to 45 minutes long. And soon we'll have the Share Your Story bonus episode, so that's pretty cool too. But we're not going to talk about that at all this episode anymore, because I actually have a topic for the solo episode, for my first solo episode. In this episode, we're going to be talking about how you, yes you, yes you right now listening and watching, are more than just your hair. Now I know on Proud and Curly, we mostly talk about being proud of your hair, being curly in its natural state, embracing your curly hair, loving it, taking care of it, just enjoying it, living in it, calling it beautiful as it is, just, you know, truly, truly saying nothing but good things about your hair and nothing but loving your hair. But we've also kind of touched on not being attached to your hair, learning how to love yourself, you know, get back to you by going through your hair. I don't know if that even makes sense. I'm gonna get there. Wait, give me a second. We'll get into this. But anyways, so I've had my sister on my podcast, Asia Huggins, who has shaved all of her hair off, and she is loving her life, living her life. Huge inspiration to me. I really want to shave my head one day, like shave my head one day. We getting there. I feel like it's coming closer. I just want to play in my hair a little bit more, learn a little bit more, like how to actually do a perm rod set, and you know, then we'll be ready for the razors. Maybe not the razors, what's it called, the clips. Anyways, and also my friends Sammy and Clark have shaved their heads in some form or fashion, and they've both been on this podcast, all three of them. So definitely check out those episodes if this one resonates with you. Let me find the numbers real quick just in case you're watching this when we on episode 100, girl. So the episodes I was referring to is episode 3, 4, and 6. So definitely check out those episodes if this episode about loving you, knowing that you are more than your hair, and you know, being okay or trying to learn more about the idea of letting go of your hair and completely getting rid of your hair by shaving it off and loving that scalp, girl. I don't know how my head is gonna look, but I guess it'll be all right. But today's episode came to me. It's been kind of hitting me in the face all along, and I kind of wanted to talk about this, but I didn't really know how to. But now that I have some things to reference, girl, I'm about to go in and rant, okay? So this episode is going to be nothing but inspiration, nothing but motivation and encouragement and just love that I want to share with you guys, that I want to make sure is understood, even though you could be proud and curly and shave your head. You could be proud and curly and, you know, like, you could be proud and curly in many ways. Like we talked about with Corey. I know it sounds kind of controversial, but you could be proud and curly and have a relaxer. It's all about your mindset, really. It starts here. So if you start to love yourself and love the way you are naturally, it'll all start here. So if you could start to change your thoughts about how you feel about yourself and how you feel about how you look and the things that naturally come out of you, how your body looks, how your face looks, how your hair looks, then you could start to be proud and embrace and love those parts of yourself. So you may not have all the knowledge of how to take care of your hair or how to go natural, but that's okay. If you could start with just that, with just a little bit of the mindset as, oh, you know, how I look today in the mirror with no makeup on is good. Like my skin is clear, or my skin is clearing up. You know, like my curls are popping when I get out the shower. I'm seeing more curls in them, or I don't see any curls when I look in the mirror, but I wonder what they would look like. I think they would look good. You know, like they could look good. My curls could look good. You know, just even that possibility, even if you have no inkling of like, thought of like, how would we even look, just even that possibility, that little spark that's like, you know what, I think I think I look good, or I'm proud of how I look. I'm proud of how my hair looks. I'm proud about those kinks. I'm proud to be me, you know? So, hold on, we get into it. So I just watched the McClure twins. They have the Discovery Twins Facebook watch page. I don't know, y'all. There's so many stuff. I was watching the McClure twins, Discovery Twins video thing. I don't really go on Facebook, but sometimes I do. This is the video.
Some dialogues in the home, and he sort of encouraged me to share this, and I think it's great, and it hopefully does help other women.
So I thought it was super sweet. Her sharing her story about what happened with her hair, with her body, with her health. As she began to bear children, and I couldn't even imagine something like this happening to me. I mean, you never know what's going to happen during like child, like a pregnancy or childbirth or anything like that. And a lot of that is unknown. Everybody's body is different. Everybody's different. So, I know a lot of people talk about their hair growing when they have kids or when they're pregnant and, you know, all their nails and stuff flourishing, but she was having twins, and even with her third child, she said it took all of that away. So her hair fell out. Her nails, like, got worse and worse. And her skin wasn't well. So she had to walk around with, like, an IV to get her nutrients, because a lot of the nutrients she had naturally were taken away. And that also, that affected her hair, like, greatly affected her hair. So when she had the kids and even, you know, trying to get back on just get back to herself between when she had her son that she recently had, it was just like it took a toll on her hair. And she would wear protective styles and wear wigs, and she said that people would come on there and say, why are you always encouraging her daughters, which are, her daughters are so cute, the twins, the McClure twins, I know you've seen them, but she said, why are you always encouraging your daughters to wear their natural hair and you don't wear yours? And the lady's like, you don't know me. Like, you don't know what's going on. So, in the beginning, she talks about this whole confrontation, or not really confrontation, but this comment that she was getting a lot of, and just being like, you know, that's not fair for you to say something like that when you don't know my story. So this was her sharing her story. So I thought it was very, you know, vulnerable of her, and, you know, just eye-opening. And hopefully a lot of women can see that and relate or be empowered or, you know, look up to that. So after she shared her story, she had the daughters come and see her without her hair. And this kind of connected me to another point, which I'm going to get to. But she had her husband shave her head, so they were both basically bald, because he doesn't have any hair, he's bald, and she's bald. And she's like, I know I have a good head shape because I've done this before or whatever. I thought that was cute. But anyway, she just goes and puts a head wrap on and goes to the daughters and says, hey, I want to show you something that mommy did to her head. And they're like, okay. And they're like crazy. Like, they say whatever's on their mind, and they're at that age, they can say whatever's on their mind. So precious. But anyway, she takes off her head wrap and they're like, whoa, you and dad are twins. And she's like, can you still tell it's me? Like, does it still look like me? And they're like, yeah. And she's like, because I have the same face, right? And they're like, yeah. And she's like, you know, I'm always going to have this face, and I can always change my hair. I can have different color wigs. It's still going to be you. I'm still going to be your mama. And, you know, they understood and they were like, okay, yeah, like, that's perfectly fine. You just look like daddy now, so y'all could be twins, and I got my twin. But I thought it was cute just to show her daughters that. I don't know. I don't think it should be such a bad stigma or whatever about however you want to wear your hair. If you feel confident with yourself and you feel happy with yourself, like, that's what really matters, because it's just you and you at the end of the day, girl. It's you and you. So, anyways, also that kind of connected me to a video I saw Whoopi Goldberg on The View. So they just promoted this is kind of going into my personal life. So I actually work in the film and television industry, and actual, like, my career, like my passion, like what I went to school for. And my first feature film that I worked on is called Nobody's Fool, and it's going to be coming out in the fall, in November, actually, girl. I'm excited. I'm a little Whoopi Goldberg was actually showing the trailer for it on The View. And so I've been just following, you know, seeing what's going on. Tiffany Haddish is in the movie, so it's like pretty exciting. And anyways, they showed the trailer and I wanted to see what Whoopi said about it, because it was so cool having her come to the studios, Tyler Perry Studios, and film. She only came for one day, but it was just, I don't know. I saw her in the hallway and I was just like, but anyways, when she was on The View, the first, right after she filmed, she just raved and raved about the studios. And then this time I didn't know what she was going to say. But after the film went off, she changed the conversation. I don't know if you guys saw this on The View or whatever, but after they showed the trailer, they said, Whoopi, yeah, this was filmed at Tyler Perry Studios, right? And she was like, yeah, yeah. And she has a wig on in the movie. So she said, yeah, I like to be fun. I like to change up my hair. I actually want to cut this off my hair. You know, she has shorter, like a bob, dreads. She's like, I actually want to shave my head and cut all these things off. But it's the funniest thing. Someone told her, I don't know if it was like her supervisors or just like some advisory people of The View or whatnot, told her, nah, I don't think you should cut your hair off because nobody will know it's you, Whoopi. And I'm like, I'm sorry, who's not gonna know it's Whoopi Goldberg? What? Because her, and she's like, ha ha ha, they won't know it's me. And then she goes on to talk about some kind of sheep story, and when they cut all the hair off of a sheep, the sheep can't recognize each other. And she's like, I don't know how they think that that's the same on this TV show. And I was like, who's not gonna know it's Whoopi Goldberg? Because she's gonna be sitting in the same spot having the same voice, and it's gonna say Whoopi Goldberg underneath her, and it's still gonna look like her. Like, she's gonna have the same face, she's gonna look the exact same. And how many different ways have we seen Whoopi Goldberg over the years with different hairstyles? And we were like, that's Whoopi? Girl, bye. I was like, are they really holding her back from shaving her head? Like, if she wanna cut her hair off, let that woman cut her hair off. Like, let her be free. I'm so, really? They're not gonna know that it's Whoopi. Who not gonna know? I really wanna see who isn't gonna know. I'm really confused. Really. So yeah, basically that story didn't make any sense, and I hope Whoopi does whatever she wants to do soon, because it's your head, like it's you, like it should be okay, like it should be fine. Like, is that so crazy to shave your head? Like, it's your body. You're fine. Like, you just want to see your scalp. Like, let people see their scalps. Anyways, I just wanted to come on here, throw a bit of inspiration, and try to just tell you guys, hey, like, it's not the end of the world to shave your head. You're more than just your hair. You are still you inside, deep down inside. So your hair is just an extension of you. And you don't need it to be as confident as you are, you know, as you are. So you have to have that mindset. I am confident. I am beautiful. My hair is beautiful. I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful without my hair. I'm beautiful with my hair. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm beautiful, so my hair is going to be beautiful. And I'm still beautiful when my hair is short or not visible. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you know what I'm trying to say? That's how I feel. And you can be proud and curly and bald. Like, as long as you're proud of who you are and how you are naturally and how your hair grows, would grow, you know? How it doesn't even matter how your hair would grow. Like, you know, it's just like, as long as you are comfortable and embracing yourself That's kind of what I see Proud and Curly is, because your hair is a part of you. Your hair is you. It's an extension of who you are. And if you're proud and happy with yourself, then you're Proud and Curly. Join the team. Join the team, girl. Join the team. And if you are Proud and Curly and you love your big fro, that's totally fine. You don't have to shave your hair. But I'm saying, if you want to, if you're thinking about it like me, this is a preach to myself as well. But if you're thinking about it and you're seeing it and you think it's beautiful that people are doing it and you may want to try to do it one day, do it. Like, do it. Don't let people tell you ain't gonna look like you, because you are. You're gonna look like you. You're gonna look like you in the most beautiful way. Like, you're gonna be able to see you more, because it's just like, you know, my big old forehead and, you know, all of that. My all of that's just gonna be seen. And it's just gonna be you. It's gonna be beautiful. So I just wanted to share that bit of inspiration. Hopefully, I don't know if any of you guys are thinking about shaving your head. It's hot as I don't know what outside, so, you know, girl. I feel like I'm gonna be the indecisive kind of crazy person and be like, oh, I don't know if I wanna shave my hair, and it's gonna be like December, January, the middle of the winter, and I'm gonna be like, yes, let's shave my head now in the middle of the cold. Like, that's just how I work, you know. That just sounds like me. Anyways, thank you guys so much for watching and listening. The mic's up here. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening to this podcast. And yeah, I hope to have more to come. And you can also follow us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music Store, Stitcher, YouTube, and you will be in tune when we upload a new podcast. Podcasts come out every Friday. We're working on that being true. Let me know down below what you thought of this episode. That would be so cool to have you guys comment, because it's really hard to have you comment on Apple Podcasts and Google Play Music Store. There's not really a place to comment. So it'll be cool to see you comment on IGTV and YouTube. So definitely comment down below. Let me know what you think of the episode. We can have a little discussion down there. I would love to have a discussion with you guys. And let me know what you think of this. You are not your hair. You are more than your hair. You are beautiful. Embrace yourself. Embrace yourself, whether that's with your hair or without your hair. You're still beautiful and you still slay. You still rocking it. You're still going to be beautiful. And I don't know, I just wanted to give you that little push, that little inspiration, hopefully. I don't know if anybody out there is thinking about it, but girl, do it. If that makes you happy, or if it scares you a little bit, you know that little feeling, it scares you a little bit, and you're like, I should do that. That's how I feel. Girl, I know. I'm scared. It's probably going to happen soon, because I keep thinking about it. And everywhere I look, everybody has their head shaved. And I'm like, are you serious? I love this. You know, like, okay. Anyways, one day if I come on here with no hair, you know, just be prepared. Prepared. I'm going to get off of here because I'm a fool on the video. So if you're not watching this on the video, I suggest you find us on IGTV or find us on YouTube, whichever one you like. You know, we'll be there. We'll just be there chilling. Just being proud and curly. All right, I'll see you guys, and I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Bye. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcasts app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next Friday, stay proud and curly.